Right now, we're going to go to Israel, and we're going to go to the Jerusalem area, where we're going to be talking with Rabbi Yoel Karen. He is a broadcast partner who comes along with us often to tell us what's going on as we think about the rebuilding of the Temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem and all the activities that surround it. Rabbi, it's great to have you along, and let's get right to a very interesting report that has just been published by the United States State Department. It's their annual report on religious freedom, and they look at religious freedom all across the world, but they've focused in on the Israeli government, and they are saying that the Israeli government needs to be corrected as it relates to Jews being able to go up onto the Temple Mount and pray. Wow, this is something coming out of the U.S. State Department, is it not?
It is. It really is. And, you know, I don't know how many times, I know we've never counted, but how many times on this broadcast I've said things can creep forward, and then before you know how or why, they can leap forward. And this, I mean, if I had said a few weeks ago that, you know, I think the Americans are very close to jumping on the bandwagon and agreeing with us, who would have ever thought such a thing was going to happen? I didn't see this. I'm totally blindsided by this. But it can happen. God can move. He can move in mysterious ways, and he can move very suddenly before you have any idea what's happening. Even just a few weeks ago, the World Zionist Organization, now this is about as mainstream as you get among the world's Jews, jumped on also and demanded a Knesset hearing over why Jews are being discriminated against and why all non-Muslims are being discriminated against and not allowed to pray at the Temple Mount. And now the U.S. State Department criticizing the government of Israel, taking them to task for not allowing, not enforcing their own law guaranteeing freedom of worship on the only place where God said to go worship. It's really amazing, and I'm really, really thanking God for this right now.
Well, I imagine you are. Talk to me about the response of the religious Jewish community in Israel to this report from the State Department.
I just began to hear people talking about it last night, and they're sort of in shock. They can't believe it. They can't understand why. And usually, I mean, especially with this administration, the U.S. State Department has not been our ally, has not been someone that we counted on for statements like this. Usually, the statements coming from the State Department are against settlements or against it's against some action that we've taken to defend ourselves from terrorists. And for something like this to happen was completely, completely out of the blue. Everyone's in shock.
Well, I did.
And I'm sure the Israeli government is in shock.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. And I was just getting ready to say, I did see a report that the ministry there, I'm not sure exactly what ministry is involved in making these decisions, but anyway, the headline was coming out of the Jerusalem Post, I think it was, that indeed they are going to ignore this report from the State Department in the United States. I mean, do you think the State Department's going to put pressure on the Israeli government? And is there any way they may loosen up some?
We don't know. They could, because, listen, the bottom line is, the main reason that the Israeli government doesn't implement some sort of a situation like we have at the Cave of the Patriarchs, where you've got the time. Still, the Cave of the Patriarchs, the worship time is divided between Jews and Muslims. And the fact is, it's still discriminatory. 90% of the space in the Cave of the Patriarchs, and most of the time, it's all devoted to Muslims. Jews have very little space there. They have very little time where the whole place is to themselves. But it's still, there is some sort of a sharing agreement there, even if it's not a good one. But there's nothing here. It could be, because the Israelis have always feared that implementing some sort of a prayer sharing time on the Temple Mount would get us instant condemnations from the United States and all of our allies. Now we know that's not the case. So even though Israel beats their, you know, puffs up their chest and says, nobody tells us what to do, behind closed doors, they could very well be saying, well, look, I guess it's not such a big deal after all. Israel's afraid of their own shadow, and they need to learn not to be. And now the U.S. has just proven that they're not going to attack us for allowing freedom of religion and some sort of equality there.
And by the way, let me remind those eavesdropping on the conversation, the Cave of the Patriarchs is located there in the city of Hebron, which is a part of the area of Judea and Samaria, the disputed territories between, of course, the Palestinians and the Israelis. It dates back to the times of Abraham when he purchased Machpelah Cave to bury his wife, and then Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and their wives are buried there as well. Talking about the fact that the Israeli government may be against the wall right now between the rock and the hard place, there is a member of the Knesset, Mr. Eldad, who has suggested putting in place a law that would share time for the Muslims and the Jews as it relates to the Temple Mount and their prayer. Now, have you heard about that potential law, and is there any chance of this passing? Maybe better conditions now.
I think so. I think now is the time. Things start to come together. M.K. Eldad is always proposing good legislation. He's one of the few Israeli politicians that really... he does a lot more than talk. During the expulsions from Gush Katif, he was down there. He was right in the middle of it. There was another settlement right after that Olmert expelled everyone from Amona. M.K. Eldad went right down there, was on the front lines. The Israeli police broke his arm. Can you imagine such a thing happening in the United States, that the police coming and beating and breaking the arm of a U.S. senator? You'd never see such a thing. But it happened here, and he's right there in the thick of it. And yeah, he's going to push, and he's going to do everything he can. And he's actually listened to, surprisingly. Usually people who tell the truth are ignored, but he is somewhat respected and listened to. He was a very high-ranking officer in the Army. He was the chief medical officer of the IDF, and he's a pretty important figure here. So, yeah, I've heard about it, and it was the perfect thing to suggest at this time. For him to come out in the midst of all this whole thing, also with the U.S. State Department's announcement, to come out and say, you know, full freedom of Jewish worship, this is what we want, this is what we demand, and demand the whole pie, to come out and just say just a little bit, just to share, just a little bit of equality. That was the perfect thing to say, and I think we may have a mix of good ingredients here to come up with a big, major historical change, something that probably the biggest change on the Temple Mount since 1967.
Well, now, let me ask you, you are an observer of what's happening there in Jerusalem, especially as it relates to the Temple Mount. If indeed they were able to pass a law in the Knesset there in Israel to have a time of sharing on the Temple Mount between the Muslims and the Jews, do you think the Muslims would go along with it? Would they abide by the law of the land?
They wouldn't have a choice. Look, a few years ago, you know, when the Intifada broke out and Ariel Sharon went up on the Temple Mount, there were riots and the Temple Mount was closed to Jews for many years. It was about that time that I came to Israel. My first, I forget how many years it was in Israel, all I could do is go and look at the Temple Mount. I wasn't even allowed on it for many years. And when they did finally first open it to Jews, the Muslims guaranteed World War III the minute a Jew set foot on the Temple Mount. Now, the Muslims were just saber-rattling and doing their usual talk, because the whole time there had always been Secret Service agents and police having freedom of access to wherever they wanted on the Temple Mount. Because the bottom line is, the Israelis, when they want to show that they're in charge, they can. There's nothing Muslims can do. But to the public, they said, one Jew sets foot, we guarantee the entire region will go up in flames. Well, guess what happened? They opened it up to Jews. They threw a few rocks and bottles. They forgot about it, and they went home. And now we're up there every single day, and they don't make a peep. And usually, the Jews that pray up there, the trouble comes from the police and not even from the Arabs. They don't make such a big deal. It's the leadership of the Islamic movement and people like that who aren't even in the city of Jerusalem that are really causing the trouble. So I see a lot of threats, I see a few days of riots, and then I see the situation calming down. And then once we're allowed to finally pray up there, maybe we'll be able to shake the heavens a little bit, like Elijah did against the prophets of Baal. We'll see who God listens to.
Well, it sounds very biblical what you're talking about. And this decision by the United States State Department to issue this annual report on religious freedom and go after the Israeli government for not allowing Orthodox religious Jews to go up on the Temple Mount. Very interesting development. Well, the man who helps us keep our focus on this and stay alert as to what is really going on, Rabbi Yoel Karin. Rabbi, thank you so very much, my good friend. We'll talk again down the line.
Thanks a lot.